Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host Mike Wobschall at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. The draft is here, super exciting, but we still have a couple of days to wait. So let's do a Pick 6 to bide the time. The first question comes from Jason in Oklahoma. If there are so many restrictions, why is the off-season program so important? Well, Jason, there are restrictions on players and coaches early in the off-season program, but those are lifted as the off-season program goes on, and eventually we're going to be having practices here at TCO Performance Center. But more than just that, the value of the off-season program is what you don't see on camera and in highlights. It's a great opportunity for team building, and there's valuable work that goes on in the classroom with the assistant coaches. Question number two comes from Larry in Oakdale, Minnesota. Is middle linebacker now off the board because of the Kendrick signing? Maybe in the first round, but remember there are 7 rounds and there is undrafted free agency, and you need more than one good middle linebacker on your team. So I would not put any linebacker position as off the board for the Vikings in this year's draft. Question number three from Curtis in Pennsylvania. I think all the guards and offensive tackles we want will be off the board. DB Justin Reed would be a great pick. Yeah, he's a good defensive back, and this year's draft class has a ton of good defensive backs, and I wouldn't rule defensive back out for the Vikings at any point in the draft, including pick number 30. I know everyone's mocking offensive linemen to the Vikings and the build-up to this year's draft, but that's no guarantee. The Vikings are 13-3. They won their division, and the roster is stacked. They can take any position at 30. The next question comes from Ray in Tempe. Why do so many mock drafts have us taking an offensive tackle? With Reef Remmers Hill, we seem solid. We are. We're very good at offensive tackle with those three players, but there's nothing wrong with adding more talent to a very important position. Remember, you need a swing tackle, a guy who can back up at both spots, ideally. Plus, it'd be nice to add some competition to Rashad Hill. We don't know where Mike Remmers is going to play. Remember, he can kick inside and play at guard as well. So even though the Vikings do have 3 good offensive tackles, nothing wrong with adding another one. Our next question comes from Gary. Who is a draft pick to watch from last year? This is an easy one, Gary. It's easy to forget that Dalvin Cook was a member of last year's draft class because he only played in 3.5 games, but he is one to watch next year for the Vikings. Pat Elflein had a great rookie season, and in his second year, Elflein will be blocking for second year running back Dalvin Cook. It's going to be like having another top draft pick for the Vikings this year with Dalvin Cook coming back. I've got a feeling he's going to have a good season. He was almost 5 yards per carry for the Vikings in the first 3.5 games. Can't wait to watch that in 2018. The last question comes from Charlie in Minneapolis. Any Adam Thielens in this year's draft class? Well, Charlie, we won't know until after the draft is over, because part of what makes Adam Thielen's story so great is he wasn't drafted. So the next Adam Thielen won't be discovered this weekend during the draft. He'll be discovered next weekend when the Vikings have their rookie mini camp. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thank you everyone for sending in your questions, and we encourage you to keep doing so, because we're going to have another Pick 6 for you later this week from Dallas, Texas. Send your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, remember, Vikings.com and all of the Vikings social network platforms is where you need to be this week in the build-up to the draft and on the 3 draft days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will be bringing you tons of coverage, and it can come straight to you on the Vikings mobile app. Make sure you download that if you haven't already. We'll see you next week.